From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Mostly to partly sunny skies this afternoon will be accompanied by high temperatures ranging in the low to mid-60s with mid to upper 60s in the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys. South winds will be quite gusty, gusting to 25 miles an hour east of the Green Mountains and to 35 miles an hour in the west. The many facets of April weather will be on display for the rest of the week. This begins this afternoon with largely pleasant and quite mild conditions. For most of us, the biggest weather hazard this afternoon will be breezy conditions that might lead to a bad hair day. But there are legitimate hazards even on such a day as this, with low humidity and gusty winds now combining with much warmer temperatures, again making ground conditions very dry amidst the pre-greenup landscape. And so outdoor burning is again not recommended today because of the risk of outdoor fires getting out of control. The gusty south winds today have developed ahead of an approaching cold front. Now noted over southern Michigan, the front is scheduled to cross our region tomorrow. Before the front arrives, rain showers will move in tonight, mainly late, and will continue into tomorrow afternoon. This should at least temporarily quell concerns about fire weather. The front will move through fairly quickly tomorrow with a very strong influx of cold air behind it, which will lead to falling daytime temperatures, possibly making exception for far southern valleys. Rain showers will mix with or change to snow showers at least across the north and in the southern greens, but valley areas should see precipitation tapering off pretty quickly once the changeover to snow occurs. So little to no snow accumulation is expected, apart from an inch or two at summit level in the mountains. One thing to be on guard against tomorrow is to not be fooled by how mild it might feel early in the day. You will definitely want to be dressed for breezy and increasingly cold conditions as the day wears on. By tomorrow evening, the best chance for any lingering snow showers will be brief and mainly in the mountains of New Hampshire, with dry conditions otherwise expected. But tomorrow night will be blustery and very cold for the season, with lows largely in the 20s and some cold spots in the north possibly dropping into the teens. After that, Thursday is looking a lot like yesterday, with mostly sunny skies but breezy and cool conditions. By Friday, high pressure overhead will provide a very pleasant and much milder spring day, with a warming trend likely to carry through the upcoming weekend. In the short-term forecast summary for this afternoon, mostly to partly sunny, highs in the low to mid-60s, mid to upper 60s in the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25 east of the Greens and to 35 in the west. Tonight, a rising chance of showers west of the Greens, mainly late, chance late to the east, lows in the low to mid-40s, except mid to upper 40s in the Champlain Valley. South winds 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 30 in the Champlain Valley. Wednesday, rain showers likely, changing to snow north and in the southern Greens, diminishing from northwest to southeast in the afternoon. Little or no snow accumulation. Valley temperatures falling into the mid to upper 30s north, rising back to around 40 in the St. Lawrence Valley late in the day, falling into the 40s in the south, southwest winds becoming northwest and gusting to 30 miles an hour. For Wednesday night, chance of early rain or snow showers east of the Greens, mainly in New Hampshire, otherwise mainly clear or becoming so, lows on Wednesday night ranging from the upper teens to the mid-20s, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour gusting to 30. And for the day on Thursday, look for a mix of sun and clouds, clouds more prevalent northeast over high terrain, blustery on Thursday and cooler with highs from the mid-40s to around 50 north and low to mid-50s in the south, winds on Thursday from the northwest at 5 to 15 miles an hour and gusting to 25. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.